Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say bless, say bless, say bless. Yeah!
Tonight.
Curtis T. Henderson. And ladies and gentlemen, you better put your seatbelts on tonight. This is Straight to the Point. You better praise him. Woo-hoo. Amen. Hey, some quick announcements, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to put that number out there, 347-843-4559. You need to be texting it out, tweeting it out, faxed in, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and all points north, ladies. Instagram, all of them. Put that number out there, 347-843-4559, 347-843-4559, ladies and gentlemen, where you can tap into Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson and a mighty word from the Lord tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage everybody to get your Bibles out. Get ready to take some great notes tonight as well. And definitely you want to tweet out to everybody, ladies and gentlemen, that the Straight to the Point program is on the air. And as you all know out there, Dr. Henderson's pretty busy, so we don't want to hold her up. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring to the mic Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Thank you for joining us.
I just want to say, So I just want to encourage somebody on tonight, and Kevin just cut my song off. I like that last part that says, in around, in around, in around. Sometimes you just got to stand up and turn around, because as you turn around, my God, things are changing. My God, I love that song. Late in the midnight hour, God does his perfect work in the midnight hour. I want to encourage somebody on tonight. I want you to know that in the midnight hour that God is just going to turn around for you. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. And welcome to Straight to the Point. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, I want you to know who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic broadcast that is aimed at dealing with new issues as we offer real solutions for the body of Christ. We are here for you. We are here for the nations. We are here for the government. We are here for you every single Monday night on 347-843-4559, 347-843-4559, to bring you an awesome show every single Monday night, to bring you a rhema word, to bring you the word, a word that will touch your heart, that will permeate your heart, that will change your life, that will allow you to have an experience and an encounter with the Holy Spirit, a word that will meet you right where you're at, a word that is life-changing, a word that will answer your prayer, a word that will catapult some of you to the next realm, to the next levels, to the next realm, to the next dimension of your life, of your ministry, of your business, of your employment, of your dreams, of your promise, of your prosperity. Hallelujah. So thank you for listening. We got an awesome show. I'm going to hit it and quit it. I'm not going to be before you long. I got a straight to the point word. I'm going to let you go and hit it and quit it. I'm going to drop it like it's hot, and I'm going to let you go on tonight. Amen. Before we get started, I want to thank Dr. Kevin Barnes for allowing us to broadcast the Straight to the Point every single Monday night on 347-843-4559. We thank God for Dr. Vaughn. We thank God for his service. We thank God for his steadfastness. We thank him for his love for the Lord, that he allows not just us, but so many other broadcasts. So many other people broadcast their shows on this awesome network called the Men's Let's Talk Network. So we're not the only show that broadcasts. You guys can catch the Men's Let's Talk Network by typing in Men's Let's Talk Network and catch other broadcasts as well. We're in it together. It's about building the kingdom. Amen. It's about promoting and pushing one another. And so I just want to encourage somebody on tonight to let you know that you're not in it by yourself, and that this is your midnight hour on tonight. This is your midnight hour, and the Lord has come to turn some things around for you. The Lord has come to turn around. So be encouraged and hear what the Lord is speaking to the church on tonight. I want to thank not just Dr. Vaughn, but I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in every single Monday night, even listening to the replay. We had a replay last week, so we thank God for those who tuned in for the replay. We had several calls said, oh, we thought it was live, but we found out it was a replay, so we thank God for those who are still continuing to be steadfast and continually listening to the broadcast, even when it's not a live show. So we thank God for you all who have been steadfast and continue to be steadfast and continue to be faithful to the Straight to the Point radio broadcast. We've been on now for 5 years, and so we thank God for the new open doors. We thank God for the some new things that He's going to do with this show. Amen. We recognize that we have people who are calling in. We got people who are listening by way of internet. We have people who are listening by way of phone. We have people who are listening. And so we thank God for each and every one of you all, however way you're listening, whether you're listening live, whether you're listening on the internet, and whether you're going to listen by way of replay. We thank God for you, and we know that it's not by coincidence and no accident that you have tuned into the Straight to the Point. We know that you have been purposed, and it has been destined for you to hear this show on the night. And the theme is midnight, just simply midnight. So we're going to go ahead and get started. And like I said, I'm going to let you guys go. I'm not going to be before you. I want to talk about midnight. What does midnight mean? And what is God saying when he says midnight? Some of you hear the story about midnight, and then we are going to talk about this, the scripture that talks about midnight with Paul and Silas. But some of you are in your midnight hour. I just come to encourage you that you're in your midnight hour, and that I encourage you to don't give up. You're almost there, and that this is your midnight hour. And in the midnight hour is where you are supposed to push even more, where you are supposed to press even harder, where you are supposed to continue to move forward and don't go backwards, where you are not to stop, but you will continue to press and press even harder. Because, my friends, God does things in the midnight hour. God does miracles. He performs miracles. Breakthroughs happen. Shackles are lifted. Bondages are broken. Captives are set free in the midnight hour. Amen. So what is the midnight hour? The midnight is the hour before the hour before the middle of the night is mostly when the demonic activity is rampant. So what is the midnight? What do we mean by the midnight? It means the middle of the night, a deep or extended darkness. Midnight is the transition period from one day to the next, the moment where day changes. Some of us call it the moment you and I receive brand new mercies. And Lamentations, it talks about receiving brand new mercies every single morning. My God, His mercies are renewed every morning. So we thank God for His mercies every single morning. When we read several scriptures, we found that God uses the midnight hour to destroy every work of darkness, as well as to turn many adversities, trials, and tribulations into triumphs. Amen. Let me say that again. In the midnight hour, God uses that midnight hour to turn many adversities, trials, and tribulations into triumphs. Some of you who are going to listen, who are going to replay, you're going through a trial. You're going through a situation where you feel like nothing is happening, nothing is turning for you. But God told me to tell you that if you're right in the hour, right before the clock is about to strike midnight, and that in that adversity, in that trial, and in that tribulation, God said, I'm going to turn it into a triumph. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you read the book of Acts, you'll find, but first let's go to Exodus 12:29. And you know, God does His perfect work in the midnight hour. Whenever God decides He's going to do something, He's going to change something, or He's going to act on something, He chooses the midnight hour. If you read the book of Exodus 12:29, it was at midnight that the Lord struck the firstborn of every Egyptian. Amen. He struck the firstborn of every Egyptian. And then in Acts 16:25, it was at midnight when Paul and Silas was praying and they were singing, because they had been in jail. Said that they was praying and that they were singing. In Acts 16:25, it was at midnight that they prayed and sang praises to the Lord. And then they said that the prisoners heard them. And then they said, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. It was at midnight that there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prisons were shaken. And the Bible says immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. my God. So in the midnight hour, hallelujah, God is about to do some suddenlies in somebody's life. God is about to do some immediatelies in somebody's life. God is about to loose some shackles. God is about to open up some doors in this midnight hour. I come to tell somebody on tonight that the hour that you're in, it's a midnight hour. Hallelujah. I come to tell somebody on tonight that right before midnight, the enemy has risen up the fire. He has turned the fire up because he even knows that when the clock strikes midnight that God steps in. Hallelujah. Somebody should have did some cartwheels or flips. Even the devil know, even your enemy know that when the clock strikes midnight that that's it. If he ain't took you out by midnight, that oh boy, it's too late, that his time had expired, that his license is being revoked. Somebody ought to do some cartwheels because I just told you that the hour that you're in the hour of midnight, and in the hour of midnight, God is about to do some suddenlies in your life. He's about to do some immediatelys in your life. He's about to open up some doors that no man can close. He's about to open up some great doors for you, and you're going to walk through them, hallelujah, in your midnight hour. I want somebody to know, and I want you to hear me clearly, that you're in your midnight hour. This is your midnight hour, and God is about to shake some things loose. God is about to open up some doors. God is about to loose some bands. God is about to heal somebody that's gone through a sickness. I hear the Lord saying he's about to heal your body in this hour. I hear the Lord saying those of you who are dealing with financial problems, I hear the Lord say he's about to open up the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing that you won't have enough room to receive. Those of you who are dealing with unemployment issues, I hear the Lord saying you're going to get more than one offer. God said you're going to have several offers that's going to come knocking on your door. And God said that all three offers, I hear three offers, are very good offers. You're going to be in a position where you're going to have to choose. You ain't going to have to beg. You ain't have to plead. You're going to be the one who makes the decision of which job you're going to walk in. But then I hear the Lord saying that some of you who are entrepreneurs, that God said that the idea that he has given you 10 years, I hear the Lord saying it was 10 years ago that he gave you an idea. God said that idea is about to come into fruition, but not just on the paper, but God said it's about to rise up off the paper. And it's about to be manifested, and that idea that is about to be manifested is going to make you a multi-millionaire. Somebody better jump up and do some pop moves and flips because you're in your midnight hour. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said you're in your midnight hour. Hallelujah. Then I hear the Lord saying that some of you have been praying. I hear the Lord saying it's a man. You've been praying for your son. You've been praying for your son for more than it's been almost 20 years. You've been praying for the son for almost 20 years, and I hear the Lord saying that he has, in the midnight hour, this is your hour, this is the midnight hour, that he has rebuked the devourer, that he has rebuked the demonic spirits off of his life, that he has commanded the devil to take his hands off of your child, and that son that you've been praying for almost 20 years is coming back into the church, and he's falling down saying, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah, glory to God. Then I hear the Lord saying, a mother, you've been praying for your daughter. You've been praying for your, not just your daughter, but you've been praying for your daughter. You've been praying for a nephew, and you've been praying for a niece, a daughter, a nephew, and a niece. And I hear the Lord saying, it's not my hand to show that it cannot say, neither my ear to know that it cannot hear. He said, I heard you the first time, but this is your midnight hour. God said, just before midnight, I allowed the enemy to test you, but you have stood the test. You have proven, my God, that you have a heart. And God said, I'm coming through, and I'm going to give you an immediately. I'm going to give you a suddenly, and I'm going to save your whole household, not just the daughter, not just the niece, not just the nephew, but God said, I'm going to save those two brothers that you've been praying for. You've been praying for two brothers. My God, I hear the Lord saying, you've been praying for two brothers, and God said, I'm going to save them in the midnight hour. Hallelujah, glory to God. I come to tell somebody on tonight that this is your midnight hour, and God is doing immediately, suddenly, right before the new year comes, and I told you about 3 weeks ago that you're already in your new season. Your new season started in November, November the 1st. Remember, I told you God does not do things by calendar time. God does not do things by summer, spring, winter, fall. That's not the type of God we serve. We serve a God of seasons, and this is the midnight season. Hallelujah. It used to be a song that says, I'm going to get on that midnight train to Georgia, but I hear the Lord saying that what I'm about to do in your life, you ain't got to get on the train. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said he is the train, and all you got to do is ride him. Ooh, Jesus. Somebody got to hear me on tonight. Get in his presence. Get in his face. Worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Praise the Lord with all your heart. God said it, that just as Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises, they didn't cry. They didn't complain. They didn't murmur. All they did was pray, they shouted, they danced, they sung, and the Bible says that the Lord did immediately. He did a suddenly, and the chains came off, my God, and the bands were loose, my God. The Bible said it didn't happen next year, it didn't happen the next day, but the Bible says at 12 midnight, it happened suddenly. That means right then and right there, suddenly, right now, immediately. So I come to encourage somebody on tonight, and this was a straight up prophetic word, and I'm about to get off, for real. God just simply told me to tell you on tonight and straight to the point that this is your hour of midnight, and he's come, my God, to do it, and do it immediately, suddenly, right now, straightway. Whenever the apostles went to go heal, they said, do it, God, straightway. Do it, God, immediately. Do it, God, right now. Do it, God, suddenly. So those are the words that the apostles used just to identify with the God that we serve. We serve a God that he can do it in a twinkling of an eye. We serve a God that he can do it suddenly. We serve a God that he can do it immediately. We serve a God that he can do it right now and straightway. He ain't got to wait till tomorrow. He don't have to wait the next year. He don't have to wait till 2019. He don't even got to wait till 2018. Tonight is the night that God is going to visit you. This is your midnight hour. I just want you to say, Lord, here I am. If you can use anything, God, you can use me. I come to tell somebody on tonight that this is the hour, this is the time, this is the season that God is going to use you like never before to do great exploits in the earth. God is going to bring you before kings. He's going to bring you before queens. He's going to bring you before presidents. God is going to use you to give counsel to presidents, to kings, to queens. And God said, all I want you to do is speak the word in season and out of season. Give counsel accordingly. Do not waver. Do not be scared of their faces. Do not be scared of who they are. God said, I'm sending you among a people, my God, that know not of me. And then I'm sending you among the people that do know me, but have turned to their evil disguises, that have turned to their evil ways. But I hear the Lord saying, but I have chosen you, my God, as a prophet in the end times to speak to the king, to speak to the queen, to speak to the president, and to speak my oracles and let them know that this is the hour, this is the time that I am coming, and I am coming mighty, and I'm coming strong, and that I want my people to be set free. Hallelujah. Yes, this is the time, and God is calling up the end time prophets to rise up and speak to the body of Christ and to let them know, my God, that this is the time that God is coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. But this is the time that God has seen your labor, that God has seen your posture, that God has seen you continually to keep on going, that God has seen you continue to keep on pressing, that God has seen that no matter what came, no matter who went, no matter who goes, that you stood fast and you was unmovable and you were always abounded in his work. So this is the time that God said that this is the midnight hour, and I come to set you free. I come to deliver you. I come to heal some of you. I come to provide a provision for your vision. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying, for somebody who's worried about how you're going to pay for the vision that God has given you. God has given you a big vision, and you've been going back and forth trying to figure out, God, where the money's coming from. People have been dubbing you. People have been, somebody been that's going to listen to this show. Five people made you a promise. Five. I see the number five people. I see five people in the spirit room who God made you a promise and told you that they was going to write you a check, told you that they was going to finance your vision, but they ain't do it yet. So now you're wondering, and you're looking at your bank account, and your money is getting low. But I hear the Lord saying that God said that I'm preparing another way. My God, hallelujah. Somebody hit me on tonight. God said I'm preparing another way. And the way that I'm preparing, you don't need five people. God said I'm going to send one person your way, and they're going to finance the whole project for you. And God told me to tell you, stop worrying. Don't walk another floor. Don't walk another floor. Because God told me to tell you to get some rest on tonight, because this is, he's going to visit you. This is your midnight hour. This is the night of your midnight hour. And God said, I'm going to do it suddenly. I'm going to do it immediately. I'm going to do it right now. And I'm going to do it straightway. This is your night. This is your time. This is your season for the midnight hour. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but the sun said late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around, and it's going to work in your favor. God sent me. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God sent me a message the other night, and he said, I'm granting you favor. I come to tell somebody on tonight that you ain't got to worry about having a whole lot of money in a bank. That what God is about to do for you, who God is about to bring your way, they're gonna have the money, and they're going to open up doors. You just got to have your plan in order. You got to be able to articulate your plan. You got to be able to be honest and straightforward and tell them what you need. If you need $1 million, you just got to say, I need $1 million. If you need $5 million, just say, I need $5 million for this project. You got to be upfront. Some of you have allowed the spirit of pride to stop you from getting what God said that you need, that God said deserve. The spirit of pride, you can't be prideful in this season. In this midnight hour, you got to take it, and you got to take it by force. You can't be saying, no, I'm okay. You can't be saying, oh, no, give it to somebody else. You can't be saying, oh, no, I got it. The devil is alive, and you are too. You ain't got it. And you know you ain't got it. You got to be honest and say, yeah, I need the help. You got to be honest and say, yeah, I need the money. You got to be honest and say, yeah, I need that check. You got to be honest and say, yeah, I need to connect with that person or that person or that person. This is the season that God want to do it suddenly in your life. God want to do it immediately in your life. God want to do it right now in your life. Some of you are going to be getting, and I spoke this in the first part of the year, I said, some of you are going to be getting married. Some of you are going to be not getting no dating relationships, but you're going to get married. Every person that I've spoken to got married this year. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Even if you read the book of Ruth, it was in the midnight hour that she went and she laid before Boaz. God does things in the midnight hour. It was in the midnight hour that God gave her favor with that man. It was the midnight hour that God gave her favor. It was the midnight hour, hallelujah, that her whole life changed in the midnight hour. I come to speak to somebody on tonight, and I want you to know that in this midnight hour, your whole life is about to change. You're about to be pushed and catapulted into your destiny in this midnight hour. In this midnight hour, I hear the Lord saying that you're about to meet destiny, that purpose. Purpose meaning every single thing that you went through, every single thing that you had to endure, every single thing that you had to go through. I hear the Lord saying it was that purpose. It was purpose in it all. And you're about to meet your destiny. I hear the Lord saying, yo, that purpose is about to meet his destiny. And you're going to be able to look back in this midnight hour and say, God, now I know why I had to go through it. You're going to sing like Hannah and say, God, I thank you. You're going to sing like Job and say, God, even thank you for the affliction. Because what God is about to do in your life, this thing is about to be so great. It's about to be so awesome. All the people that mocked you and laughed at you when you was in your building stages, all the people that mocked you and laughed at you and said, God ain't in it. God ain't in it. That's her or that's him. That's all flesh. God is about to make them see that his hand was in it all, that his hand was on you the whole time. Even when you went through certain situations and relationships that didn't work, even when people walked out of your life, even when people try to do you wrong, just as the testimony of Joseph, God is going to be able to put these words in your mouth. Hallelujah. With the devil meant for evil, God turned it around for my good. You meant it for harm. Hallelujah. But what you didn't know that God was in it all. What you didn't know that God's hand was in it. What you didn't know that God had to prepare me. God had to allow me to go through that. God's hand was in it. That God orchestrated. Yes, I come to tell somebody on tonight that even in the midst of that hurt, even in the midst of that pain, even in the midst of that disappointment, God's hand was in it all. That God's hand was in it all to bring you to your place. Of midnight. Hallelujah. I said to bring you to your place of midnight. Hallelujah. Some people think that the midnight hour means that that's the worst hour of their life. I beg to differ. That's not the worst hour of your life. The midnight hour is the beginning of new life. Hallelujah. If you read the definition, it says midnight means the turning of a new day. Hallelujah. I come to tell somebody for tonight. You hear me clearly. That your midnight hour is the beginning of a new chapter in your life. That your midnight hour is the beginning of a whole new day, a brand new day. So what happened to you on the hour before the midnight hour, God said, I don't even remember it. Whatever you did wrong, whoever hurt you, whatever you did, God said, that was before midnight, that I come to give you a brand new day. I come to change the chapter. I come to write a whole new chapter of your life. Hallelujah. But I'm thanking God. I wish y'all could see me over here. I'm jumping up. Man, I think I just did a cogwheel and a flip. I'm telling you, what God is dropping in my spirit, what I'm seeing I'm seeing a vision, and I'm seeing some of you all that's going to listen back to this show. I mean, it's a lot of people who ain't on here, but God's showing me some people who going to listen to this show, and that this show is going to give you the push you need to walk into the newness, to walk into your destiny. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says it was the midnight hour that they sang praises, and immediately, suddenly, it happened. The dictionary says that in the midnight hour, hallelujah, it begins a new day. It begins a new chapter in the midnight hour. I come to tell somebody to dry those eyes, dry those tears, because in this midnight hour, God is going to do a new thing. He said, I'm going to do a new thing in your life. Do you not know? Don't even remember the former things. Remember ye not the former things. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. He said, don't even remember the old. Hallelujah, because I'm about to do a new thing in your life. I want somebody to hear me on tonight, that in the midnight hour is a new day for you. It's a new chapter for you. Forget about any bad marriage, any bad relationship, any bad business deal, any church hurt, any relationship hurt, any bad decision, any bad business deal, any bad job you're working on. God said, I'm doing a new thing in the midnight hour. He said, tonight is your night, the midnight. I'm doing it for you in the midnight hour. You've been listening to Straight to the Point, and I come to tell you on tonight that God is doing a new thing in your midnight hour. Suddenly, straightway, immediately, right now, midnight, meet them there. Kevin, let's open up the line.
Amen. Dr. Henderson, we got to do a quick praise break for the Lord. Woo! Y'all get excited again out there. Woo. Hey, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. We're going to open up the lines. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to mention only your last four digits because we're on the World Wide Web. And we'll give you a few seconds if you're on mute. But Dr. Henderson, our first caller, 4489, you're live on the air with Dr. Henderson. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, glory to God. Yeah, glory to God. This is our midnight hour.
Amen.
This is our midnight hour. We just give God praises and give honor tonight because God is just so worthy to be praised. And we just come to lift up the name of Jesus, because we know that everything is working for the good of those who know the Lord,
yes,
and who are called according to His purpose. So we just standing in the gap for anyone who needs prayer, anyone who wants prayer, anyone who needs help, anyone who want to be helped. We're standing in the gap in the name of Jesus, because God is so worthy, hallelujah, to be praised tonight. And we're going to praise Him tonight. We're going to lift Him up tonight. We're going to give Him all the glory tonight. We're going to give Him all the honor, because things are going to happen tonight at midnight. The doors are going to open at midnight. The windows are going to open. The windows of heaven are going to open up at midnight. God is about to do a magnificent thing. God is going to do a magnificent healing. God is going to do a magnificent deliverance. God is just going to lift us up until we can't be lifted up no more. And God be the glory. And yesterday, I preached a message yesterday, and the message was great reason to be steadfast in the Lord's work. Came out of 1 Corinthians 15:58, and you just talked about it. And I say, look at God here, look at God here. And so what a wonderful, thank God for allowing me to do the message on yesterday and speak those words yesterday. God is so good, and so I'm so good, and, things are really going on. I think my wife might be on the line. I'm not too sure. She's at the hospital, but I think she might be on the line, but God is good, and God is just working everything out, and things are going to be great. Things are going to be great. I believe it. I have the faith of the size of a mustard seed, and God said He can do anything. He can do anything but fail. All we have to do is trust and believe in the Lord tonight, because God is good. Hallelujah and glory to His name. Thank you for letting me share tonight. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Midnight hour. You've been faithful, and I tell you that this is your midnight hour. I tell you one thing about what Paul and Silas did. They didn't allow their situation to stop them from praising the Lord. But they knew that not even a jail cell, not even a shackle, not even chains
would
be able to stop God from performing the miracle. So I want to tell you on tonight, you and Lady Hembert, and if she ain't listening, please let her know that no circumstances, that no wheelchair, no sickness, no disease, nothing will be able to stop the purpose and the plan that God has for y'all life. That no, nothing that the enemy will try to throw y'all away, that it would not work. No weapon that is formed against y'all shall prosper.
No weapon.
And the time that shall rise up against you in judgment, it won't work. That God is about to give y'all a suddenly. He's about to give y'all an immediately. He's about to give y'all right now. He's going to give you a straight way. Because this
is hallelujah.
So
indeed.
And thank you so much for tuning in, for remaining faithful, and you will get it rewarded. I hear the Lord saying, I have a great reward for you, because
amen.
You have stood the test of time, and even when the enemy tried to put in your mind to throw in the towel, you said, devil, I come too far to turn back now. And God said, I heard when you said it, and because you said it and you meant it, God said that I'm going to reward you. That God said, He said, open up a great door for you. And God said, when He opened up this door for you, He said, I want you to walk through it. I don't want you to question it, because you're going to be like, my God, is this really God? Because the door He's going to open is going to be so great, and the enemy going to try to put some doubt in your mind and make you think that God ain't doing it, or that you ain't worthy. But I hear the Lord saying that you're more than worthy, and that God said that you have been counted among the faithful, and because of your faith, it's your time. So you're being encouraged, and you continue to walk in the things of God, and you continue to remain steadfast, unmoving in the things of God. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Straight to the Point. Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. I'm definitely staying up tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm staying up tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you, God. Brother Everett. Amen. Amen. Our next caller, Dr. Henderson, 5213. 5213, you're live on the air. God bless you. Amen. Last four digits, 5213. You're live on air. Amen. We'll go to the next person. Amen. Next caller is 4489. I'm sorry. Next caller is 0238. 0238. You're live on air tonight. God bless you.
Late in the midnight hour, God
yeah.
is going to turn
God
it around.
That is going to work in your favor. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It's going to work in your favor. Yes.
Yes.
It's going to work in your favor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Glory to His
yes.
name.
Glory. Oh, this sounds like Deborah. Amen.
Yes, it
Deborah.
Is.
God said it's going to work in your favor. I hear the Lord said it's going to work. Matter of fact, it's already working in your favor. I hear the Lord said, I did not see it is. I heard God said, I already turned it around. It's going to be manifested. You're going to see the manifestation of that thing. God said, in the spirit realm, it's already been turned around. But God said, because you spoke it out of your mouth just now, instead of late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around. You spoke that thing because you spoke it by faith. God said, it's going to happen in the midnight hour. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, our next caller is 5213. 5213. You're live on air with Dr. Henderson. God bless you.
Hey, how y'all doing?
God bless you.
God bless you, too. I'm just calling in for prayer and prophecy. Been going through some things and...
Let us pray for you. And you definitely listen to You're on the Right Show, because you said that you're calling in for prayer. And the Bible mm-hmm. says that when Paul and Silas prayed, that God answered. That they have been in this predicament. They have been in jail. They have been in a situation, and they was mm-hmm. needing God to do something immediately. See, they was mm-hmm. needing God to do something immediately, but they weren't really looking for, they was looking for God to do something immediately, but that wasn't why they was really praying. They was thanking God, and sometimes even in the midst of our situation, God just want us mm-hmm. to praise Him. God just want us to worship Him. God just want us to mm-hmm. adore Him, because He wants us to know that He's there even in the midst of it, but not just that, but God wants you to know mm-hmm. by praising Him, by worshiping Him, that God, if you don't do it, then it ain't going to get done. That only God mm-hmm. can do this thing. And God, but if it don't get done, if you decide not to do it, I'm still mm-hmm. going to worship you. I'm still going to praise you. Hallelujah. I'm still going to adore you, because that was the mindset that Paul and Silas had. The mindset that they had was that, yeah, we're in this jail. That's okay, though. But God, you're still mm-hmm. worthy. God, I still okay. adore you. God, I still honor you. And that's what God's trying to get you to a place. God wanted you mm-hmm. to want to get you to the place where you say, God, I recognize I'm in a financial bind. God, I recognize mm-hmm. that I need you to move, and I need you to move quickly. It's some people I've been praying for. God, I just don't see no change. It seems like they're getting worse. But God told me to say, if you just stay right there and just continue to praise Him, to continue mm-hmm. to worship Him. And God said, because you press your way through, God said, I'm going to change your financial situation, and every person that you have lifted up, every person name that you had lifted up before, God said He's going to manifest that thing in the spirit realm, and that God said He's going to save them. I was talking on the line. I don't know if you were on the line, but I said there's somebody who's been praying for some folks, and I hear the Lord saying that His hand is not too short that it cannot save, neither His ear too dull that it cannot hear. And I hear the Lord saying, and He told me to tell you that God said that He can do anything but fail. Don't be dismayed. That God said, I have not forgotten about you. I hear okay. your prayers. God said, I have not forsaken you. That the devil has been lying to you. But God said, I'm coming to bring you new mercies. He said, it's in the midnight hour that I'm going to give you new mercies. He said, I want you to not remember the old, not to remember the past, not to remember what and who hurt you back then. Because God said, I'm doing a new new thing, and I'm going to need you to forget about the hurt from back then, because when I bring you the new, when I open up your door to give you the new, I'm going to need you to walk through it, and I can't allow you to bring the old hurt and the old pain into the new that I'm trying to give you. Hallelujah, glory to God. So I want you to be encouraged, and I want you to know that God sent you to a real prophet's line on tonight. Amen. I don't know you, but you know what I'm saying is true, because it's the Holy Spirit speaking. Amen, glory to God. So I come to encourage you and to tell you that you have dialed into the midnight hour. I was going to change this show to the midnight hour prayers, to the midnight hour point show. I hear the Lord saying that straight to the point is now the midnight hour. Hallelujah. God bless you and thanks for listening to the midnight hour. God bless you. Kevin?
God bless you too.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen. People calling from all over the place. I love it. Our next caller, last four digits, is 2250. You're live on the air with Dr. Henderson.
Hey, Dr. Henderson.
God bless you.
Bless
you. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Welcome to the Midnight Hour Show. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
And I just want to tell you, you know, I'm better. I didn't have surgery today. They're going to wait till tomorrow.
Okay.
I just want to say thank you, Dr. Henderson.
You're
welcome,
dear.
Thank you and thank you.
Yeah.
God has been so good to me, even in that midnight hour.
Yeah.
We need that midnight hour prayer, that midnight hour of communication with God.
Yeah.
In that secret place.
Yeah.
In that secret place. So, you know, I just called to say thank you, and thank you to Dr. Vaughn and you for just, you know, staying on the wall and being a blessing to the people of God. I just want to say
Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Henderson. God
and
bless
you. I want
you
to know that we love you and that
Amen.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and
Amen.
That your steadfastness is what's about to give you that immediately, that suddenly, that you've been praying and asking God for, that immediately, that straightway, whenever the apostles went to go heal, they always said straightway, but when Jesus did it, when Jesus healed a woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says that her blood issue is staunched immediately. So I speak to your condition right now in the name of
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And I declare and I decree that this is your midnight hour, and that I declare the
greatness
program by you calling that
thank
you have touched
Jesus.
The hem of his garment. I hear the
Hallelujah.
Lord saying, and I hear the Lord saying that you have touched the hem of his garment, my God,
Jesus.
With your
Hallelujah.
Faith. And that because of it, that not only will you be healed, but God said, I'm making you whole from the crown of your
Hallelujah.
Head to the soles of
thank
your
you,
feet.
God.
That you're
Hallelujah.
Going to be made whole in the spirit, in the mind,
thank you, God.
And in the body, in the soul.
Hallelujah.
I hear the Lord
Hallelujah.
Saying, be made whole immediately in the name of
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you for
Hallelujah.
Calling. Thank you for midnight hour. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. And be encouraged.
God bless
this
you.
Is the midnight hour. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. People are calling from all around the world here. Looks like Dr. Henderson, our next caller, 6963, you're live on the air. Last four digits.
Hello.
God bless you. Thanks for calling us straight to the point. You're listening to the Midnight Hour. Hallelujah.
I'm calling for a word from the Lord and prophecy.
Yes, you're calling for prayer. Hallelujah. I come to tell you that you're tuning into the midnight hour. I've been telling the people all night long that God is about to do it suddenly. God is about to do it immediately. God is about to do it right now. But I come to tell you on tonight that you're not too old for God to use. I come to tell you on tonight that God wants to do something in your life. And God said that you're not too old. You're not at an age where he can't do it. Hallelujah. I come to tell you on tonight that, I don't know, I see some boy. I don't know if it's a son or a nephew. I talked about somebody praying for a nephew and a niece. I talked about somebody earlier, somebody praying for a nephew and a nephew, a daughter, a nephew, niece, a son. But I feel in my spirit like you've been praying for somebody, huh? And it was, I see it's a boy. You've been praying for a male child. And I hear the Lord saying that he is going to do it for him, and he's going to do it immediately. And I hear the Lord saying, dry your eyes. Hallelujah. Dry your eyes, because God said he's about to do it. God said, dry your eyes, I'm about to do it. But not only am I about to do it, but God said, I got something for you, even in your age. You know, I'm thinking about when God spoke to Abraham and told, and I'm not saying you're going to have a baby. I'm distinctly talking in the spirit now, and I'm going to break it down for you, for those who are listening. And when the Lord told Abraham that him and his wife was going to have a child, and Sarah overheard and started laughing. God told me to tell you that he's been speaking to you, and you've been saying some things, and people have overheard what you've been saying, and they've been laughing because they feel like that because of your age that you're not going to be able to do these things. But I hear the Lord saying that God said, I specialize in the impossibilities. I specialize in those things that people say it ain't going to happen. God also told me to tell you that he's going to heal you. You're dealing with an issue also. I don't know if it's a blood issue, but it's something you're dealing with, some type of issue, and it's an issue of pain going down your spine.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Yes, God, I don't know you, ma'am. You're dealing with a pain going down your spine. But I hear the Lord saying that I'm going to heal your spine. I'm going to heal you, and I'm going to make you whole. And that you're not too old to do my work, to do my will. And that when I heal you, I'm going to catapult you into the healing ministry. God said, I've called you to a healing ministry. God said, when I heal you, hallelujah, when I straighten up your spine, when I heal you from that spine issue, God said, I am going to, the whole time that I'm going to be healing you, I hear the Lord said, I'm going to be catapulting you into your healing ministry. And that next time you go to the hospital, that you're going to even touch the doctor that gave you the report. Because the doctor, I want you to speak to the doctor, because the doctor even got a health issue. But when you touch the doctor, and I want you to come back on the Straight to the Point Midnight Hour. I just renamed the show to the Straight to the Point Midnight Hour. I want you to come back on the Straight to the Point Midnight Hour and give the testimony of the doctor. Because when you go back, you're going to take your right hand, and you're going to shake the doctor's left hand. And when you shake the doctor's left hand with your right hand, which is your hand of power, which is your hand of strength, because, see, the enemy been trying to mess with that hand. You know why the enemy been trying to mess with that hand? Because that's the hand of strength. That's the hand of power. That's the hand that's of healing. When you touch the doctor is going to be healed of the condition. And I want you to come back, and I want you to tell everybody on Straight to the Point on the Midnight Hour that not only was you healed, but when you touched the doctor, that they was healed too. Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord saying that this thing that I'm doing for you, even as my prophet is speaking, God said, I'm doing it now. You may be feeling, as I'm speaking to you, a little warmth going down your body, a little warmth, a little heat right now. I see a little heat sizzling going down your body right now as I'm speaking to you. God said, that's me healing. Your body. That's me healing your spine. That's me healing the pain. Hallelujah. And God told me to tell you that this is your midnight hour. That it's not by coincidence that you called this line. It's not by coincidence that you dialed in. God said that it was your appointed time to dial in. But God said when you get your complete healing, when you can get the complete whole, God said, I want you to give me glory. Don't give the prophet glory. Don't say, Dr. the Lord did it. I want you to say that it was God that did this thing, and it was my marvelous in, hallelujah, in my sight. Not just my sight, but it was marvelous in his sight. And when you go to the doctor and shake that doctor's left hand, I want you to look the doctor in the eye. And I want you to say, doctor, don't say that it was me. I want you to look to the hills. And if you don't know what the hills mean, I want you to know that when you that Jesus. Jesus is the deliverer. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the one who set people free. And I want you to let the doctor know, not to give you glory, but give God glory. God bless you, ma'am, and thank you for listening to Straight to the Point, The Midnight Hour. God bless you. Kevin?
Amen, amen. People are calling in from all over the place. Dr. Henderson, I want to make sure we didn't miss anybody. I believe Lady Hembrick, did you want
to
come back on?
Drink it too.
God bless you. Lady Hembrick, did you want to come back on for a minute?
Well, I'm okay. I'm just thankful.
Amen.
And, you know, everything that you just said, it just sounds like it's confirmation from the Lord, and I just want to say thank you. I've just been blessed tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Right in this hospital room. You hear me? I thank God. I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord. I thank God. It's his strength. It's his strength and his power. God, I want to thank you. You know, that right hand is powerful. Especially when it's anointed by God. You better be careful because, you know, God has spoken to us, my husband and I, about a healing ministry. And, you know, we just waiting for God to spring forth with the ministry itself. It's called I Had, Inner Healing and Deliverance. Inner Healing and Deliverance. So, you know, we just thank God for what he's about to do in our life. And Dr. Vaughn, we just thank you. And Dr. Henderson, I just love you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. I just want to let you know, that it's power in the Lord, what you're doing for the Lord tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. You're right, everyone. We do love Dr. Henderson and everything that the Lord is using her in tonight and in the past and in the future as well. In Jesus' name. Back to you, Dr. Henderson. Back to you.
Amen. Let's see. I think Ashby on. Amen.
Amen. Sister Ashby, you're live on air.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's late in the midnight hour. Hallelujah. That's such a powerful, powerful song and everything. It's such a powerful word tonight. And, you know, my ministry is called Midnight Cry. And I thank God for that because, you know, he gave me that several years ago. And I just, you know, this tonight was so so much confirmation for me. And I just thank God for that. But, you know, I want to say, too, what you said about the immediately and the suddenly. You know, God doesn't do things on a slow pace like that. Whenever he does something whenever something is going to happen in the spirit, it's going to happen suddenly. You take a look at things throughout the Bible. Things happened suddenly. They didn't just, you know, something just come upon somebody slowly. It happened suddenly, like you said, whenever God took the firstborn. It happened suddenly. Each and every one of them died all at the same time. That just doesn't happen around the world anywhere, you know. So God immediately, he does stuff suddenly. You know, you may be thinking, like you said, that God's not even got his mind on you, but you are on his mind all the time. From the very beginning of the day, which is the midnight hour, a new cycle begins, you know, in your life each and every day. Like you said, those mercies are new every morning. It's like a brand new day to do something, to do what God has given you to do. No matter what happened yesterday, no matter what happened the day before, it doesn't matter because it's a brand new day. And it just, you know, you can see people and a lot of people who are sick. You know, you've talked about a lot of sickness and things of that nature, you know, but as a nurse for over 20 years, if something is going to happen, it's going to happen usually before midnight. And if they can make it to midnight, if people can make it to midnight, you know, they're usually going to be okay, you know. And a lot of times, you know, in something like that, it's like it gives them new strength. It gives them new hope. You know, each and every day, it's just like that midnight hour. Amen. God just gives them something brand new to look forward to. That brand new day, that with all of its possibilities and everything that can, you know, that God can do and that God can do through us can happen in that day. And I just thank God for that, because that's such a powerful message tonight. You know, the things that you were talking about, it's just so powerful. I want to ask you to pray for my aunt. She is not doing well at all. Just not really to pray. I want you to pray for her to have peace. But I want you, if you don't mind, if you could pray for the family. They're having a difficult time.
Yeah, I pray that. You know, the thing about it is that in this situation, you know, I just want to pray God's will be done. So,
yes,
Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise you, God, that the family will, that you will, Lord God, give them peace in their heart for
yes,
your will to be done. God, let them recognize, as you had to allow me to recognize years ago when I took care of Jean and I wanted you to heal her. And God, but she didn't want to be in pain any longer. So, God, you hearken to her heart, because she was the one that was dealing with the pain. So, God, I pray, God, that the same peace that you gave me, even though it took me a few years to get that peace about that doubt, that it won't take that long for them, God. You would give them, God, let this be their midnight hour of immediately, right now, straightway, that you would give them peace, God. Right now, give them a peace of all the understanding that should keep their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, God, that they will have the peace, God, to let, Lord God, let your will be done in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you and I praise you and I worship you and I honor you. God, every family member that don't know you, save them. Thank you, Father.
Yes, God.
Thank you with your Holy Spirit.
Yes,
Lord. Lord God, let them see your love in this situation.
Yes.
God, I glorify you and I honor you in everything and in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Kevin, did you have anything to add before we close?
Amen. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Henderson. What a powerful word, and I recommend everybody stay up at least past 7 minutes past the hour tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Henderson.
One thing about the midnight hour in the spirit realm, it don't have to really be 12 midnight for God to do what
right.
He want to do. It don't have to really be 12 midnight mass time. Amen. The midnight
right.
hour could be right now for some folks.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
It.
Like right in this hour. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
The midnight
amen.
Hour could be this very second. Hallelujah. That God do it. Because if he's going to do it immediately, suddenly, he ain't got to wait for time. Oh, Jesus. Oh, you know what? Let me put it again. Somebody hear me right now. We don't serve a God that deals with time. Hallelujah. Time can't contain him. He's so awesome. He's so great. He's so mighty that not even time can contain him. We deal with a God that deals in seasons.
Time
can't even contain him. He does what he want to do, when he want to do it, how he want to do it, before
amen.
He want to do it, and when he wants to do it. That means
that's
that
right.
he ain't got to wait till the clock strikes 12. He
that's
can
right.
heal you now. He can deliver you now. He can set mm-hmm. you free now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He can make you rich. He can send somebody to call your phone and say, I'm sending you a check for $5 million. He can give you a business idea, and you can call a billionaire and say, look, billionaire, I got a trillionaire idea. Now let's make it happen. I'm going to need a little bit of money. I'm going to need a little bit of investment. Let's do this thing. Hallelujah. Right now, immediately, straightway, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. So I thank God for each one of you all for listening to Straight to the Point, the midnight hour. Hallelujah. We just changed your name, Kevin and I. Thank you, Dr. Vaughn. Amen. So we just changed the name. It's called the new name of the show. It's Straight to the Point, the midnight hour. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you for listening to Straight to the Point, the midnight hour. We give God glory, honor, and praise, because the midnight hour to us means right now, straightway, immediately. And he will do just what he says. Thank you for listening to all your friends. tell everybody that God is going to do it, because the God that we serve cannot fail. The God that we serve cannot lie. When God said he's going to do it, guess what? He got to do it. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad he ain't like man. Man lies, man schemes, man got to do all kinds of things. But God said, am I like man that I should lie? Not even a son of man. I don't even repent. I don't have to repent. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And when I say I'm going to do something, this thing ain't even contingent upon your behavior. Woo, Jesus. God said, this thing is not even contingent. See, some things are contingent upon some. See, some prophecies are contingent upon of what you do. But God said, this midnight hour, this midnight promise, it ain't even contingent upon you. He said, I'm going to do it just because I'm God, and I'm God all by myself. He said, I'm going to do it just because of who I am. He said, I'm going to bless you by my own name. Hallelujah. Somebody better hear me on tonight. God said, I'm going to bless you by my own name because of who I am. Hallelujah. Y'all just don't know what I'm doing over here. I think I done lost 10 pounds all this jumping around. But I'm telling you on tonight that God said he's going to do it just because of who he is. Has nothing to do with you. He said, I swear by my own name. He said, see, I looked around. I didn't see man that I could swear by. He said, but I swear by my own self. He said, I'm going to bless you just because of who I am. Not because you've been so great. Not because you've been so wonderful. But because of who I am. He said, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it. And man going to know that you belong to me. Hallelujah. You've been listening to Straight to the Point, the Midnight Hour, and we thank God for you. We will see you next Monday night on 347-843-4559. 347-843-4559. Thanks for tuning in, and God bless you. But before we leave, I want you to know this. Always love, love hard, always forgive, forgive fast, and always, 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 you better believe the word of God. God bless you and good night.
gentlemen, you've been listening to Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. And we thank you so much for joining us on the network, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, we're here, Lord willing, we're here every Monday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network. And remember, Dr. Henderson's programming is archived and stored on the network. So you can go back and listen to the previous broadcast and previous word over and over again. If you got any problems, let me know. I'll be glad to send you the links. Just give me a text at 404-401-0233. You can text me or call me at 404-401-0233. Elder Kevin Vaughn, moderator for Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, what a great, great programming tonight. What great show tonight. And, of course, great information tonight. And we pray that you'll take it with you and share the broadcast with somebody else. Let's get a Lord a hand clap of praise. See ya. Bye-bye.